soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on April 4th, 2021. It's a pagan world. It's a pagan church world. What I'm about to relay comes on the day known as Easter. My spirit is grieved in the Lord. This is a day of celebration based on ancient abominations stemming from Babylon. Babylon is where all idolatry and its associated detestable practices stem. I would expect nothing different from the world, for it is a lost pagan world. God knows that Easter is an ancient pagan fertility rite Christianized by religion. This means they are associating the exalted Jesus Christ, who is holy, with abomination. God has sent his son Jesus at the appointed time to lay down his life as the one and only sacrifice for redemption for all who would believe. This is a new covenant in his blood. And God has made in this truth, based on grace, faith, and obedience, those who know God, draw on God, and he teaches them, and they come to Jesus. They are given the very Holy Spirit to abide with them and reveal and teach all things. Their lives become renewed, transformed, and quickened by the power of God. This is not a religion. It's a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And it's a reality for those who stay abiding and submitted to Jesus. The world is lost. The religious church world is lost too. There is little to no difference. The real people of God are likened to a temple dwelling as a dwelling place of the Holy God of truth by the Holy Spirit. It's not a corporation. It's not a denomination or even a non-denomination form. It's not in outright rebellion, wickedness, and falsehood. The real assembly of God has Jesus as head and not men on pedestals named and paid to perform religious duties and speeches. I grieve over this. For so long I have walked with God, and from my earliest days, truly walking with him, he has shown me his grievance about churchianity. The paradox of those who say they love Jesus, yet deny him by outright disobedience and idolatry, the very things God had penned in Scripture that apostate Israel did year after year, even for centuries. God is grieved, very grieved. In fact, he's outraged and full of fury due to the detestable things done in his son's name that are repugnant. Consider Ezekiel chapter 8. This chapter records God's offense and broken heart over the abominable state of Israel, its leaders, and those under their influence. As I reread this chapter today, I noted how God said he withdrew from his own sanctuary because of the wickedness and idolatry and practices that were a stench to his nostrils. It reeked. God shared with his friend and prophet Ezekiel the things the leaders were doing in secret ceremonies of their minds and festivities. They worshipped ancient Babylonian deities and would worship the sun. They faced the east where the sun rises each day. The women were making cakes to Tammuz, the fertility goddess Ashtoreth, which has many different pronunciations throughout the whole world. Easter is her holiday. The builders that reject the chief cornerstone, Jesus, rebuilt religion after God destroyed the temple in 70 AD. They build their own religious business and set up themselves as the rulers over it. All of this is contrary to the clear, specific commands of Jesus. They do not obey him. They can't. They do not love him. The abominations of Israel that they learned from the heathen were absorbed into the church world long ago. The grieving thing is that those who are the masters over the churches, pastors, bishops, whatever you want to call them, refuse to be corrected by the Spirit of God or the Scriptures. They stand in the very place of Jesus as master, as ruler, as teacher, as shepherd. That makes them true antichrists. They replace him. They reject his word and offer their own customs and traditions, just as the Pharisees did. That's recorded in Mark chapter 7. This is not new. It is the same old, strange fire of men. Any individual that comes to Jesus and has a beginning is a baby. Babies do not know any better. They have little to no understanding. They mess their diapers and need to be cleaned. They need to be spoon-fed too. That is the way it is for babies. God knows. But when people remain spiritual babies, though they have had much time allotted that is not acceptable with God. In fact, a person that's on the milk of the word is unskilled in the word of righteousness. They don't even understand what is approved, not approved. They cannot separate the precious from the vile, the clean from the unclean. The church system is designed to thwart people's growth in Jesus. They are running a business, and that means their subjects must follow them and not Jesus. If a people truly learned and were taught of God as they should, they would early on realize the contradiction between the holiness of God, his ways, his truth, and what the real assembly of God is like from what is on every corner. It's shocking to me how people can misrepresent Jesus. Now, I believe it. This is one of the highest crimes against God and people. It is incredible that so many professing church leaders mislead too. But we were warned of these things long ago in the Word of God by Paul, Jesus, Peter, James, Jude, on and on. In my earliest days of learning from the Lord, he showed me the issues that occurred with the prophets he sent and the people. Much of the time, the message of God by the couriers was rejected, and they would be killed. God has said not to worship other gods. He commanded not to learn the ways of the heathen too. But the depth of idolatry and its customs is steeped throughout the church system, with Easter, Christmas, Halloween, and the rest of the list. These things were Christianized. A principle which is not godly or accepted by God, as Haggai taught and prophesied. These things are a defilement and thwart God's glorious power. His will and his word become nullified. The bizarre thing is that so many that profess to love God do not care about these things. When presented with information that these holidays and customs come from Babylon, that are not of God, they contradict Jesus, they grieve the Spirit or quench, they do not even care or inquire to see if it's so. How can that be love for God or the truth or his ways? It isn't. And that's how God views this. The markers of these idolatrous practices and corruption show the apostasy we are in. There is an effect that being influenced or belonging to these groups has on people, like the Pharisees that cross land and sea to make a proselyte, only to ruin people and to make them twice the child of hell than themselves. Think about it. This kind of religion ruins people from the Lord's perspective. How? It leavens them. It leads them into hypocrisy and falsehood. Professing a form of godliness but denying him by how they actually live. Becoming defiled in their conscience and their mind, and all their works are defiled, useless to God. Salt without savor is useless and only to be thrown out, Jesus says. It's not even fit for the field or the dung heap. God is seeking to perfect his people. They are to seek him and to desire to be holy, blameless, without spot, wrinkle, or any defilement of any kind. He's holy, and we are to be holy. It's a command. Shame, shame, shame on those who should know better in participating in the idolatrous ways of the heathen world. It's a stench to the nostrils of God, and he departs. This is the one thing I truly see today, as God was so offended by Israel's wickedness that he left. But do they notice? No. Jeremiah prophesied of this too. They say not, "Where's the Lord?" The priests, the prophets, and the people. He mentioned that they had more gods than cities and altars to them than streets. Does that even bother you? God would ask, "What iniquity did your fathers find in me that I would deserve such treatment?" "Nothing, Father. Nothing, Lord Jesus. You deserve far better." And I can perceive the callous hearts of the religious. They have eyes to see but do not perceive. They have ears to hear but are not interested for the most part. There are so few indeed that walk the straight and narrow way to life eternal. Most are walking the wide and broad way into destruction. They have no fear of God before their eyes. They hate his instruction. They hate his reproof. They cast his covenant under their feet. Each of them does what is right in their own eyes. They choose teachers and elite Bible spokesmen to pamper them in their own iniquity. See, religion sells. They are the buyers. And the sellers only give them what they want. So, who is it to truly blame? This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.